You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy!
Yeah, we're ready to play. We're also ready to meet the players. Representing for the ladies today, it's Jen. Hi, Jen. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dom. Thanks.
So glad you called. What do you do?
I am a respiratory therapist. I just got off the night shift, and I'm very tired, but I am ready to play. I'm super excited.
You don't sound tired. You sound like you're full of energy.
Well, I'm really nervous right now. I've listened to this for years, and I don't know why I called, but here I am. So now I'm nervous.
We are glad you called. Do you pump a bunch of like Red Bulls and stuff like that overnight?
I do not. Maybe some coffee early on, but adrenaline mostly. So,
yeah.
Wow.
And I'll be going to sleep soon. Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine you have a pretty intense job being a respiratory therapist.
It's had its moments over the years, but it wasn't too bad last night.
Do you work with like any specialty, like the elderly or infants or?
Right now, I work for a neuro rehabilitation hospital.
Man. Makes we do seem kind of silly, huh, Dom?
You know, I get that feeling from time to time, Jared.
Today's
you know,
that day.
We talk to people who are doing work like that. I'm like, we talk on the radio.
We're not doing anything.
Well, you guys are awesome. I listen to you all the time, so thank you.
That's very kind of you, Jen.
Thank you. We really appreciate you. You're going up against this guy, Andrew. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thank you, boys.
Good morning, sir.
You're welcome. What's your line of work?
I sell fiber optic tools and equipment. I'm an account manager.
Fiber optic tools and equipment. We have a lot of new fiber optic wiring going through this new radio station that we're at, and the fiber optic guy caught me in the hall and started talking to me about it, and like 45 minutes later, I couldn't get away. He was so passionate about how much data can travel through those lines, Dom.
Sure.
A lot of data.
Yeah, it's all... It's what connects our internet and our cable. And
I will tell you, it was quite fascinating because he pulled out his, some of his lines that were as thin as, a hair on your head and the, terabytes of information that fly through that every second. It is quite fascinating, what goes through there. Pretty neat stuff.
I know when I was wiring my home studio, Andrew, I wanted to go fiber optics if I could, but I'm out in the boonies and they don't. Come out here yet, so
fiber optic cable is actually glass that's 10 times thinner than your hair.
So it's 10 times thinner than my hair. Woo!
Yeah,
that doesn't even seem like it could exist.
It's 10
times thinner than a human hair.
What is the data amount that can travel through something like that? I was just pulling the terabytes out of my butt.
Yeah, that sounds about right, but I don't know either.
Okay. You don't know either?
I'm not the installer.
Well, he was explaining, it's coming and going through those little lines. He's like, but if you turn it on so it's just going one way, he's like, it's like military grade, the amount of information that it can process and send.
Dang.
I was like, holy crap, you can't comprehend it, you know?
Boy, there's some smart people out there, Andrew, who come up with this kind of stuff. Can you just imagine the person who was the first to figure out how to do that? I mean, this is strange, man. Genius is right.
Spinning glass at home in his basement.
All right, speaking of genius, let's see which one of you two is going to be the genius today. I'm going to be asking Andrew some questions that women probably more likely would know the answer to. And Jeremy will ask Jen some questions that guys probably more likely to know. Best out of three will not only get the prize, but get a point for their side. And if we're tied after three questions, we play sudden death overtime. We also alternate who gets to go first. The ladies are first today.
Hey,
so, Jen, Jen, you are up.
Jen, I want to tell you to take a deep breath, but you probably already have, considering your job. But, Jen, please tell me, what car company has vehicles with submodels that are named Rubicon, Mojave, and Willys?
Take a guess.
I'm going to go Ford.
No. Those are all Jeeps.
Jeep.
Well,
the Rubicon.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Yep. Now you know.
Over to Andrew. Andrew, tell me this. Who is Gary Turner?
Gary Turner.
Who is that? Hurry. Guess. Guess.
I have no idea.
Oh, nuts.
Who is
tell
that?
Him, Jeremy.
He's the Golden Bachelor.
The Golden Match.
Crying out loud.
For crying out loud, Andrew.
Who just got hit.
He just got married.
In front of dozens of people worldwide.
You didn't sit and watch that entire series this time around, Andrew?
I must have missed that one. Yeah.
Darn it,
you know,
man.
With your fiber optics, you could have watched that whole show in about 4 seconds.
Oh, darn it.
All right, back to Jen. We're still 0-0.
Jen, sweet Jen, I'm going to give you a show/shows question as well. What streaming service would you watch the shows Jack Ryan and Reacher on? What service?
Oh.
Take a guess.
Oh, Hulu.
No.
Yeah.
No. Amazon Prime. That's a Prime series.
Dang.
Are you watching those, Andrew?
Oh, heck yeah, dude.
Heck
Reacher,
yeah.
Reacher's awesome.
I keep hearing that Reacher is just, I hear so best many show. Women saying that they love Reacher because that guy's jacked and he's good looking.
He's loved by all.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
Well, people are also happy because they finally got an actor who resembles the way the character is described in the books.
Yeah,
because Tom Cruise played him in the movies, right? And Tom Cruise is like 5'2" or something.
Yeah, not this guy. Yeah. He would squish Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Alan Richson.
Yeah, he's a tough dude.
Look at you naming the cast. Back over to Andrew for a question. Andrew, are you married?
Yes.
If your wife wants to buy Freebirds, what does she want? Take a guess.
Shoes?
Yes, that's right. They're
right.
Shoes or boots, actually.
Oh.
Shoes or boots. They're right. Freebirds.
All right, cool.
Back over to...
Cool, bro.
Back over to Jen. Jen, here's where we are with this. You need this to stay alive.
Okay.
If you get it, Andrew will have one more chance to attempt to win in regulation. But if you don't get it, the game is over right now.
Uh-oh.
So here we go.
Uh-oh, Jen.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I got it.
You can do it.
Let's talk about working out, Jen.
Okay.
What gym chain uses the slogan, the judgment-free zone?
What gym chain? Oh, is it...
Hurry. Guess anything.
Crush. Crush.
No. That's Planet Fitness. It's the judgment-free zone. Yep, that's right. Oh, nuts.
And you know what? The game is over.
Darn it, Jen.
Freebird. You know, I'm so glad you called after all this time, and we hope you have a good nap today. But before you go, you have to take some medicine. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right.
There it is, Jen.
Yes, they do today. Thank
all
you,
right,
Jen. You have a great day. We appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
And, Andrew, you not only get the prize, but you have now put the boys up 2-1 for the month of January.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
Go, boys. You stand by. And Josh is going to have a few words with you about your prize, my friend. All right, another game in the books. We will play Boys Against the Girls again Thursday morning, hopefully with you.